Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is promising to pull no punches when she questions President Trump's former legal fixer, Michael Cohen, in Cohen's testimony on Capitol Hill today. Pressley is part of a group of first-year Democratic women on the House Oversight Committee who've joined forces to make their voices heard and even buck party leadership. From Washington, WBUR's Kimberly Atkins has this story.
Pressley wouldn't offer a preview of the question she'll pose today to Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney and fixer, who is reportedly prepared to detail wrongdoing by the president both before and after he was elected. But she made clear that she's ready.
I don't want to tease or reveal too much about my line of questioning, but just trust that it will be hard and direct.
That directness has already become a hallmark for Pressley since arriving on Capitol Hill, most notably with her vote against the government spending package negotiated by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to avert a second shutdown. Pressley objected to funding for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection, agencies she describes as rogue and racist. But she didn't go it alone. She announced her no vote jointly with three other House freshmen, all progressive women of color: New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Michigan's Rashida Tlaib.
Guess what? We already know people died. That should be enough for us to act and to say that no more money towards an institution that is demonizing and criminalizing our immigrant neighbors.
That's Tlaib at a joint press conference earlier this month, assailing the separation and deaths of children in the agency's custody. On the same stage, Ocasio-Cortez touted the strength of this emerging bloc.
And I'm very glad to be joined here by a wave of women, and a wave of new members who understand that moral clarity of this issue. I will not compromise the lives of children, and neither will my colleagues.
In addition to the House Oversight Committee, Pressley, Ocasio-Cortez, and Tlaib also sit on the House Financial Services Committee, another opportunity to join forces. Pressley said that history has provided a guide to the new lawmakers, comparing her class to the wave of Democrats who were elected in 1974 after President Nixon's resignation, seeking to push for increased oversight and ethics reforms.
Our class has many parallels to the class of the Watergate babies, you know, a class that was elected in affront to the polarization of the country and growing corruption.
They seem to relish the idea that they're the outsiders that are going to stick to their principles, come hell or high water. You know, whether that's a smart move or not remains to be seen.
Jim Manley is a Democratic strategist who worked with former Senate leader Harry Reid and the late Senator Ted Kennedy. He doesn't expect this new coalition to stop with their funding vote, even if it means defying Pelosi when they see fit.
I think this is the first of many chances they're going to take to try and upset the careful plans of the speaker.
In addition to the investigations into the Trump administration and immigration policies, Pressley identified drug pricing, gun control, and voting rights as areas of collaboration. Pressley said she will not always act as part of a bloc, but she says she sees the power of collaboration on the agenda items they share.
Where there is alignment and we can be in coalition, we will be. But we also, you know, need the runway and the bandwidth to diverge when we need to.
Pressley, Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez will get that space today when each questions Cohen as the public and quite likely the president watches. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.